Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Quick reminder, we're going to be at the 54th Street Grill and Bar in Olathe on Friday. And Todd Lemansky, Todd the Magician, you can find him online at magicdude.com, is going to be joining us around 3 o'clock. And he stopped by today, did an impromptu little magic show in the newsroom. Sam, how awesome was that?
Oh, it was amazing.
And these were his lesser tricks, by the way.
And we were sitting right there, so there was no – he didn't have long sleeves on.
He was wearing a Queen t-shirt.
It was amazing.
And shorts. And he still was able, without sleeves or anything – remember when he turned those dollar bills into $100 bills?
Yeah, and then he offered one to me and took it back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then turned the $100 bills back into singles. And I was just –
I need to learn the first trick, not the second one.
Yeah, right. The whole time, all I'm doing is watching his hands. Because I've seen this trick 1,000 times, and I still can't figure it out. Anyway, so Todd the Magician, Todd Lemansky, swung by the radio station today, and he dropped off this box.
And it's very, very aggressively taped.
What would you say? Probably 4 inches by 8 inches?
Something like that.
Okay. And it just says on the top, do not open until Friday at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And, Will, you're absolutely right. It is aggressively taped. So there is no way I can get into this box unless I grab myself a knife or a pair of scissors.
Keys.
Huh?
Keys.
Or keys, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, he said, whatever you do, do not forget to bring this box on Friday. And I said, Todd, no problem. I promise you I will bring you the box on Friday. There is something in this box that clearly has to do with his trick that he's going to perform 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Well, now I'm disappointed I'm not going to be there when you open the box.
Well, but you'll be on the air with us.
I'm a little creeped out by the box. I'm not going to lie.
And we do a lot of play. We do play-by-play on it so that you understand the magic trick.
Sure.
And you know what's going on. I'll tell you this. The first time he ever pulled this stunt with us, and I met Todd like 6 years ago on the Plaza when he was filming a how-to magic video thing, all right? But I'll never forget, and Dana, I know you remember this. We were at Murray's in South Kansas City one day, and this was like one of the first times we had ever invited him out to a show to do a trick. It's not a ticking time bomb, Sam.
Oh, it is.
So anyway, he comes to the show at Murray's, and he's got a deck, and he said, he goes, I'm going to do this show, this trick for you guys on the show. Just be ready. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if magic's going to work on the radio. And he goes, no, this will work. This will work. Don't worry about it. So I took his word for it. You'll remember this. And he said, whatever you do, just make sure you bring a copy of the Kansas City Star. Wherever you go, go to Quick Trip, get it from a street vendor, wherever.
Whatever.
Bring a copy of the Kansas City Star.
Did it have to be that day?
Yes.
Yes, it had to be that Friday.
Okay.
So he didn't bring the Star. Nobody in the audience was given a paper from him. I went and picked up a copy of the Kansas City Star at the gas station. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're there, and he's I remember what else he said. He said, whatever you do, don't open the paper.
Don't open it.
Don't read from the paper. Don't open the paper. Just leave the paper alone. So I go to Quick Trip that morning and I grab a Kansas City Star. We do the show. We're at Murray's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He comes in and he dealt with Dana and he's got this deck of cards and he showed us that, you know, all the cards are in there.
Yeah.
This isn't like all one card or anything like that. You know, there's the King of Hearts, there's the Queen of Spades, whatever. And so he shuffles up the deck and he says to Dana, pick a card out of this deck. She says, okay. So Dana picks a card out of the deck. Then he says, put the card back in. And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be one of his cool little card tricks. This will be fun. And he shuffles up the deck a little bit more. And then he turns to me. And he says, grab the Kansas City Star.
Mm-hmm.
And he had told Dana, remember the card you picked. Remember exactly what card you picked.
And he tried to get me to change my card. He said,
do you want to change it? Do you want to put it back in and take out another one? Dana says, no, I'm good with the card
I picked.
And so he says, open up the Kansas City Star. So I open up the Kansas City Star. He says, go. This was back when they had classifieds. And he said, go to the classified section of the Kansas City Star. It's going to be on page D7, by the way. I never forget. So I go to page D7. He says, second column, third classified down. I said, all right. And so I go and I look down and it said, great to be on the Dana and Park show today at Murray's. By the way, Dana picked the four of clubs. Guess what card Dana had picked?
I'm guessing the four of clubs.
Yes!
I had it in my hand. It was the creepiest, craziest thing. Now, you might say, well, that's because all of the cards in the deck were four of clubs. No, it was not. We looked. He's like, you can go through them. You can shuffle them. We looked at that deck.
It was crazy, man. I looked at him, I go, you're Satan. You are Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost ran out of that room.
He remembers the fact that you called him Satan, and that's why there's a box
right.
in there.
Well, I have run. Okay, all right. I've actually run away from him when he's done a trick. Because
I'm
so
now
crazy.
To the point, because I've seen him so many times, it's enjoyable to me to watch everyone else's
reaction
when
yes,
he does this.
That's
stuff.
Exactly right,
yeah.
Dana. That's
so
exactly
my mom
right.
is coming Friday.
I can't wait to see Big Juice.
Because she will not miss Todd. She won't miss it.
Has she ever seen Todd?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is going to be fun.
It'll be a good time.
So we're going to have Todd Lemansky out there, Todd the Magician. He's at magicdude.com if you want to rent him for a party or whatever. He's fantastic. Big Juicy is going to be out there on Friday afternoon. Oh, this is going to be a good time. This is going to be a good time. That guy over there is Will Sterrett. He is Sam Stevie. Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBC.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything.
Here on Dana and Parks, a story here from the Kansas City Star. State regulators are analyzing injection well activity. I believe that's also called fracking, if I'm not mistaken. After a cluster of 17 earthquakes hit Reno County, Kansas, over the last 5 days.
17 earthquakes in 5 days. This is over by Hutchinson, yes?
Correct. The Kansas Corporation Commission has launched an investigation to determine what caused the earthquakes in the Hutchinson area. Investigators are collecting data, analyzing recent injection well activity in the county. Quoting here from KCC spokeswoman Linda Berry. Amid damage reports and a concern for public safety, the KCC is conducting an investigation and will evaluate whether additional action is needed to safeguard Kansans. The study in Reno County will focus on Arbuckle Formation depth wells, including oil and gas industry injection wells regulated by the KCC and wastewater wells regulated by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
Okay.
17 earthquakes. Something's going
on. There is no way that's normal.
Not in Kansas,
In nature, you would not have 17 in Hutchinson in 5 days. I'm sorry. No way.
You wouldn't have 17 in Hutchinson in 5 years.
So listen to this. And fracking has been in the news for a while because of earthquake activity and all of this stuff. There has been a lawsuit filed. Was it Oklahoma or California? Yeah. A woman named Sandra Ladra, who lives in Oklahoma, is suing an oil company. And it says a favorable finding would make these wells a legal liability. In the meantime, insurance companies have already increased their rates, highlighting the risk. What does that tell you? Insurance companies have increased their rates.
It means they see something coming.
And you made fun of me for taking out earthquake insurance 2 years ago.
Well, yes, I did, because I don't think there's a lot of fracking going on in Johnson County.
Well, I wouldn't have thought there was a lot of fracking going on in Reno County either.
There's a lot more undeveloped area in Reno County than there is in Johnson.
But this becomes a question of liability, and I agree with this homeowner in Oklahoma. If the actions of some company, oil or otherwise, create a catastrophe that levels your house, who's responsible for that? It's not me. I didn't frack. I'm not a fracker person.
You're not a what?
I'm not a fracker.
You don't even know what fracking is.
I know it causes earthquakes. Okay. And I don't want my house to...
Define fracking.
Go frack yourself.
I have no idea. It has something to do with deep within the earth. We're looking for something that I'm guessing is worth a lot of money.
It's down and across.
Right. Fine.
Rock that is underground is fractured, hence the frack part, in order to release the gas deposits within it.
And if
natural
your
gas specifically.
Fracking levels my house, how is that any different than any other product liability case?
Well, but no house was leveled. I mean, let's be clear.
There was some damage in Reno County. It's, yeah. You know, grocery store stuff knocked off. There's some bricks missing on stores.
Do you guys remember when that earthquake hit here in Kansas City about, 3 years ago, was it?
I slept right through it.
I wasn't here.
Oh, I was. I remember I was laying in bed. I'm watching, I think it was a Saturday or a Sunday, and I'm watching the news, laying in bed, and all of a sudden I hear like the windows start to vibrate, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Stella starts going crazy. Oh, no, it wasn't, it was like somebody was breaking in the house. And, you know, dogs have that sixth sense kind of thing.
Sure.
And the windows start vibrating a lot. And I'm laying in bed and I'm like, what in the hell is going on? Is somebody trying to break into the house? What's going on?
The sixth sense of earthquake detection?
Well, I don't know, but she was barking at something.
I believe we'll file that under a sense of touch.
Okay.
Maybe.
Fine.
Feeling
next
the
thing
ground
I know,
shake.
I'm watching the news and whoever was doing the weather on Channel 9 says, ooh. I don't know if you guys felt that, but we just had an earthquake in Kansas City. I'm like, shut the door.
If you Google who regulates fracking, you will not get a result. You will get a hodgepodge of fighting
it is unregulated.
Yes, over who should regulate it. Mm-hmm. Is it the federal government? Is it the states?
Nobody regulates it.
No. And here's the problem, Scott.
As far as I understand.
Name something else.
Individual states.
That
do.
Has...
Individual states do
regulate.
Yeah,
but name something else that in a product that could actually cause damage to property that we just say, we're just going to let them keep doing that. This is your behavior affecting my life.
Vaping right now.
But people choose
completely unregulated.
To vape. Well, I choose to go vape.
People choose to frack.
I don't choose to have an earthquake damage my home. I don't choose for my insurance rates to go up. I'm not involved in any behavior that would cause those things to happen.
So
you fracking people are doing it.
So, okay.
Frackers.
Mother frackers.
Oh, you beat me to it.
So, Will, the fracking is for natural gas, is that correct?
Yes.
You're trying to release the natural gas from the rock bed.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
All right. And sometimes you have to go down and then over, right?
That's typically the way in which it's done, yeah.
And that's how...
I mean, it's kind of the way mines were done, where it is more
it's down right and then and over.
Right.
The problem with regulation is who owns the land. So if it's federally owned land, I'm guessing the feds would want to regulate that.
Well, I don't believe
if
you
it's
frack
private.
On, do you frack on federal lands?
Frack wherever you want to.
I think you can.
Frackers.
Are you not a Get little fracking. Annoyed that this is not regulated? And there have been 19 earthquakes in Reno County in how many days?
Well,
5 days?
I am concerned. Yes, I am concerned. I always get nervous when the government starts getting involved.
I get nervous when your behavior levels my house.
Okay. 576-7798. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on. Madam. For the record, this is the 1982 version of this song. Yeah. Right here, listen. Like a hobo, I was born to walk alone.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to say that anymore. From bankrate.com, and there's a photo of a woman who's very angry holding up a sign, and it says, oil companies, you can pay my earthquake premium at $516 a year. And listen to this, Scott. West Coasters are not the only ones who are worrying about earthquake threats. Homeowners in Oklahoma and Kansas are now at risk of damaging quakes, both natural and man-made. That is a key takeaway from a new U.S. Geological Survey report that provided a one-year forecast for man-made induced earthquake hazards.
Let's go to Michael in Kansas City. Michael, hello.
How are you guys doing?
Well, hey. We're doing quite well.
I have to speak here for a second. In Missouri, you do not own the land underneath your house.
How is that possible?
You don't. You don't own the mineral rights to your land underneath your house.
Well, I don't know if that's true, because I saw what you were going to say, so I looked it up on Zillow, and Zillow, take it for what it's worth, obviously a home finding service, writes, generally speaking, it is likely you own the property underneath and around your home. Most property ownership law is based on the Latin doctrine, for whoever owns the soil, it is theirs up to heaven and down to hell.
Yeah. When I was looking into it, it was not that way. Now, I bought my house about 10 years ago, and I lived close to a cave, and I ended up buying my mineral rights.
But, Michael, is it possible that some of these companies are leasing the land from people who own it to frack on it?
It goes on to say there can be some exceptions. On occasion, a buyer will uncover an easement for a driveway or a walkway, or there are occasions where someone has already bought the mineral rights underneath your house. But
they would have to disclose that when you bought the property.
Theoretically, they would, Danny. You're right. But by and large, most home ownership is you own your house from heaven to hell.
Hmm.
And everything above it and beneath it. Now, I'm going to start charging United every time they fly one of them.
But I'm going to ask you again, Scott. When a company's behavior starts hiking my insurance rates, like this woman in the photo who says it's $560 a year, I have done nothing. But now my rates have gone up because of your business behavior. How am I responsible for paying that?
Well, but Dana, think about it this way. For example, you can be affected by a business. Let me give you an example. And somebody wrote in what has happened, and I wasn't even going to bring this up, but I can't help but notice it every day. What has happened to the construction project at the Old Mission Mall, which it has stopped?
Yeah.
There has been no significant or even distinguishable movement at the Mission Mall site in the last 4 months. I know this because I drive by it almost every day. If and when that site is ever actually developed, it is going to increase traffic in my neighborhood.
Correct.
People are going to drive through my neighborhood more frequently. I'm going to have a presumably longer commute to work, even though it's short at 2.5 miles. I don't get to sue them for the impedance.
But there is no physical damage to your property under that argument. Under this argument with fracking, there could be physical damage to your property for which you are responsible because of the actions of a third party.
I understand. It is sort of an apples and oranges argument. But what if I'm hit in traffic on what would otherwise be a pretty slow-moving traffic day prior to the Mission Mall site being developed, but all these people are starting to move in and there's apartments up there and there's a new Walmart or whatever, and all of a sudden I get hit in traffic because there's too much traffic and not enough road. Do I get to sue the developers of this project? Because they
brought... Let me give you a better example.
Okay.
If a quarry moves into town, usually it works the other way around, but let's say someone buys some land, I'm going to put a quarry here, I'm going to start exploding rock next to your house. And one day I am exploding that rock as a business, and a boulder goes flying up into the air, comes crashing into your home, causes $120,000 in damage. That company would be liable for that damage. If a semi is driving around with an unsecured load and a piece of metal flies off that company's truck because it was not secured, flies into your windshield and kills you,
I can't sue them.
That company is liable for causing your death.
That's a fair point.
Why is fracking any different?
Because, I'll tell you, it's because no one has been able to definitively tie the fracking to the earthquake. We have, at this point, the whole correlation versus causation thing. There's obviously, perhaps, the. I mean, there is the fact that fracking's taking place, earthquakes are happening, but no one has been able to definitively prove that the earthquakes are a result of the fracking.
Do you know who thinks they're a result, and this is causation and not correlation?
But the
insurance
there,
companies.
Okay, but the word there is thinks. It has not yet been proven as such.
That's a good point.
But you know how insurance companies work.
Of course I do.
They are running that algorithm, and they are saying, okay.
I'll tell you how insurance companies work.
There were 19 earthquakes in Reno County.
Right.
Your insurance just went from A to Z overnight because they think there's a big one
coming.
But
here's the thing about the insurance companies. When you go to sue Will Sterrett Fracking Corporation, you better damn well be able to prove that his fracking led to the earthquake that damaged your house. And at the moment, science has not been able to do that. Therefore, you have no claim.
And I just said to the texter who said the same thing, if you think 19 earthquakes in 5 days in Reno County is something that happens naturally, There's no way. The U.S.
Supposition,
Geological Survey...
Supposition is not cause for damages.
But the U.S. Geological Survey is even saying some of these quakes are man-made. Now, if you want to make the argument that out of those 19, 18 of them were man-made, but one of them might have been natural, and the natural one might have been the one that damaged your house, if they're playing that game, I understand that argument.
Unless and until you can definitively prove it...
Mm-hmm.
The claim's going nowhere.
Here's an example.
It's like a silent fart. But I know you did it. Can I prove you did it? It's just you and I in this room.
Mm-hmm.
I know you did it.
Prove it. Prove that I passed that gas.
You have no legal claim for wrongful death because of his gas.
That's right.
I would.
Before we get back to the calls, let me give you one other example. Let's say you own beachfront property in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the sea starts to rise, okay? Do you have a claim? And I'm not here to tell you the earth isn't getting warmer. I believe it is getting warmer, okay? I'm not a climate change denier, okay? So simmer down, everybody. Who are you going to sue, and how are you going to prove it?
Okay.
That your house just went underwater at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Let's take everyone who has ever successfully sued in a popcorn factory for popcorn lung cancer.
Science has proven.
No, Scott. You put this in front of a jury, and those defense attorneys are going to say, he smoked for 20 years.
Damn right
popcorn
they are.
Popcorn lung didn't cause this cancer. Cigarettes caused the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
If I get lung cancer and I have smoked 20 packs a day and I sue the cigarette company,
you smoke a lot.
And the companies have lost those suits, Scott.
Wait, how many packs a day?
Can you really prove that that's what caused my lung cancer?
20 packs a day.
Can you really prove it caused my lung cancer?
Smoking 4 cigarettes at a time?
I've got a problem.
Apparently.
People win these lawsuits every day.
Linda in Gardner. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're doing well.
I know a lady named Cindy Hodel who lives in Matfield Green in the Flint Hills. She used to write for the Kansas City Star. And she and a group of concerned citizens are filing suits to try to keep injection wells out of the Flint Hills because they're trying to come into the Flint Hills massively.
Okay.
With injection wells. She's very passionate and very interesting to talk to about it.
And because, Linda, I think right now it's easy for us to say, like where Scott lives, this is a problem right now over there. But if you live in one of those areas, certainly in the Flint Hills, that problem is knocking at your door. I would be furious if this was coming to my neighborhood. Furious.
But she's working very hard at it and has been for the last several years.
Okay.
What's her name again?
Cindy Hodel, H-O-E-D-E-L.
H-O-E-D-E-L. Okay.
We'll look her up.
Keep her in mind. 576-7798, 576-7798. Get to more of your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Will Starrett, Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Beautiful baby from the outside in, chasing dreams, but always know the road that'll lead you home again. Go on, take on this old world, but to me, you know you'll always.
I've been waiting for 365 days for this day. Tomorrow morning, Scott says goodbye to his oldest child. And now I will read to you from a book written by Karen Kingsbury, or as I call her, Satan. The name of the book, as you might recall, is Let Me Hold You Longer.
Are you crying yet, Scott?
No.
Me. Long ago, you came to me, a miracle of firsts. First smiles and teeth and baby steps, a sunbeam on the burst. But one day you will move away and leave to me your past, and I will be left thinking of a lifetime of your less. The last time that I held a bottle to your baby lips, the last time I lifted you and held you on my hip, the last night when you woke up crying, needing to be walked, when last you crawled up with your blanket, wanting to be rocked. The last time when you ran to me, still small enough to hold. The last time you said you'd marry me when you grew old. Precious simple moments and bright flashes from your past. Would I have held on longer if I'd known they were your last? Our last adventure to the park, your final midday nap. The last time you wore your favorite baseball cap. The last time I combed your hair or stopped a pillow fight. The last time that I pray with you and tuck you in at night.
Burning now.
The last time when we cuddle with a book, just me and you. The last time you jump in our bed and sleep between us two. I look ahead and dream of days that have not come to pass. But as I do, I sometimes miss today's sweet, precious lass. The last time that I helped you with a math or spelling test. My life keeps moving faster, stealing precious days that pass. I want to hold you longer, want to recognize your lass. And then on the last page, for come some bright fall morning, you will be going far away. College life will beckon in a brilliant sort of way. One last hug, one last goodbye, one quick and hurried kiss, one last time to understand how much you will be missed.
Loaded down with Abercrombie clothes.
I'll watch you leave and think how fast our time together passed. Written by Karen Kingsbury. She is Satan. I said it then, and I will say it now. That is the worst children's book I have ever come across. In my 365 days, I found it in Jack's baby book as I packed him away to go to college.
Here's American Express. He checked the old slam the hood.
And you will do fine tomorrow.
Headed off to the west coast.
But that book, Let Me Hold You Longer, is awful. It is awful.
And I cried. There goes my life.
Enjoy your day
and
off
he
tomorrow.
Cried, there goes my life. There goes my
Call me when you need water and help.
My everything.
You're going to be fine.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be a wreck. Are you kidding me?
I just got a text from mine that said, hey, can we go buy a TV before we go? You're going to be fine. Did you buy her a TV? You should probably buy her a TV.
No, I bought her a fridge.
Well, that's a good gift. That's a good buy gift.
Well, I mean, like, you know, there's four people in the dorm.
Yeah, someone needs like a fridge. Someone will bring a TV.
Like, she was in charge of, like, the fridge and the, like, the plates and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we took care of that.
Take a lot of pictures. You're going to want that picture. Take a ton of photos.
I want to jump across this table and kick you right now.
Why?
Because you read that on purpose. I thought you weren't going to be as mean to me as I was to
you. I'm not being mean to you.
I've apologized to you.
You read that exact same book to me 365 days ago.
And I had my amends with you.
Having trouble falling or staying asleep?
No.
No.
Not tonight. That won't be a problem tonight.
I actually reached out to this author a year ago on Twitter and said, what kind of horrible
evil
human being are you?
Literally, go eat something made of tinfoil.
And then I wrote my friend who gave it to me. I reached out to her on Facebook and I go, do you remember giving me this book? What a horrible thing to do to me.
In her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by.
You are going to have fun tomorrow moving her in. I promise you that.
You're lying.
I will see you there. I'm going to.
You're lying.
You will. It'll be fine. You will be fine.
Wait, you're going too?
I'm going too.
So you better not go. You're not welcome.
If I ran into you up there tomorrow, I would fall.
What would you be
down.
Doing there tomorrow?
He moves in tomorrow too. He moves back in tomorrow
you
too.
You do realize you're doing the show tomorrow.
Yeah, who's hosting the show?
You're not off tomorrow. I am.
I know. I'm just running him up to Walmart, getting him settled. I mean, it'll take me the second time around.
Okay.
6 minutes to get him in.
You're gonna miss this.
But you're gonna miss this. All right, shut the country music off. Good Lord.
What is it with country music artists? I mean, they've literally created a cottage industry
out of making
horrible, sad songs.
Yes, of making you want to hate yourself.
What? This is, and I know you laugh because I struggled with this mightily a year ago. But this is going to be
an exciting
day.
And I was wrong. And I have apologized for that.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that to make you angry. I just think that that's the world's worst storybook ever written. And
oh,
I wanted to share it with the
God,
world.
God, it's just...
You want a copy?
No! To burn?
You are going to do great tomorrow. I will leave you alone.
I'm going to be a wreck. And you're welcome to make fun of me. And
no,
that's
I'm
fine.
Not gonna, you know what? I might cry tomorrow. I don't think I will, but I might.
TV would look like you looked at me and
that
said,
is terrible.
Let's start putting first things first.
Oh, these people. These people with their country music.
It's really awful.
There it is. There it is.
That's
come on.
The song
come
we
on.
Need.
Here we go. We're dropping a kid off at college.
Yeah.
That's one less. Yes. Better get this party started. I'm coming out.
Are you stocking her fridge?
With
stocking.
What, Dana?
Cold cuts.
Cold beer.
Bagels. Maybe a juice box. Some high C.
I will see you on Friday out of 54th Street.
I might see you tomorrow.
Oh my God, I'm going to die tomorrow.
If
stop
I
the music.
If I see you at Walmart, I will fall over laughing because that's where everybody goes right before they move everybody
I know. I'm just going to die. I'm just going to die.
You're going to be fine. I love you.
Worst day
of my life.
That
I love you young
too.
Woman. She is going to go forth and just be absolutely amazing.
I will say this. I don't know where the years went. I don't know where the years
you
went.
You have done good and
I
you should
so.
Be proud of
I
that
did.
Young woman.
I hope I did all right.
You did.
And that's what I wrote in her card. I said, I just hope I did enough.
You did do enough. Now you're going to make me cry, and I wasn't going to be crying today. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for her. Jerk.
Piss off.
I can go for miles if you know what I mean. I'm coming out, so you better get this party started.
I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
God. Dang it. All right, Sam Stevie's our producer today. Dana Wright, my good friend and co-host. I am Scott Parks. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow, too. Hey, don't forget, we got that great interview, Ricky Kidd at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. And then we're going to be at 54th Street Grill and Bar Friday at 2 o'clock. We'll see you then. Look forward to that. All right? Everybody have a great night. Be safe. Pray for me, please, and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.